of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
Can you see that day? Can you see it?
Out of the ashes of a dying today, we see the breaking of a brand new day.
Ha ha sa sa ha ha.
New is the day of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. And all the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. New is the name of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. He who is the name of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
One more minute.
Esther chapter 2 verse 12 said, now when every maid's turn was come to go in to King Ahasuerus, after that she had been 12 months according to the manner of women, there are seasons that God ordained. The whole intent of what we are doing is that there is an appointed time where you have one-on-one intercourse with the king. Everything you seek is with the king. He said, for so we are the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh. 6 months. Sometimes you need to live in the house of death for 6 months. 6 months you'll be dying. Die. He said that it will be accomplished, the ceremonies, the processes of purification, I thought it's a one-time event, only for us to find out that it takes 6 months for a man to be purified, long enough for you to look beautiful for the king. The Bible is saying it takes death for you to be beautiful. I don't know how people become beautiful, but it takes death for the king. Is death the purifications that will make you acceptable to the king, will make you appealing to the king? Is that 6 months? Touch your neighbor, say 6 months. 6 months. 6 months. 6 months of death. 6 months of death. Out of the arches of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. He is the name of the Lord. Alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. The you that we emerge out of the ashes of my dying today. Can you see it? I see the breaking of a brand new day. Yes, in wisdom of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out the ashes of a dying today, we see the breaking of a brand new day. A generation without greed, in wisdom of the Lord alone is glorified. We see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of a dying today, we see the breaking of a brand new day. In wisdom of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of a dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. The death is not the end. In wisdom of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of a dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In wisdom of the Lord alone is glorified. We see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of a dying today, we see the breaking of a brand new day. We see it, we see it. In that day, in wisdom of the Lord alone is glorified. We see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of a dying today, we see the breaking of a brand new day. In wisdom of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. Today.
day is not the end. That is a day of glory.
He who is the Lord, of the Lord, and is glorified, is breaking of a brand new day. All of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In wisdom of the Lord, and of His glory far, I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In wisdom of the Lord, and of His glory far, I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today,
cry, one more minute.
I see the breaking of a brand new day.
The purpose of death is to see glory.
In His name, of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of our dying today, we see the breaking of a brand new day. Here is the name of the Lord, alone is glorified. We see the breaking of a brand new day. All of the ashes of our dying today, we see the breaking of a brand new day. In His name, hallowed is glorified. We see the breaking of a brand new day.
6 months with death, 6 months, 6 months, 6 months, 6 months, 6 months with man, 6 months, 6 months, 6 months, it will take 6 months.
Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In His name, of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day.
Continue until the day star rises in our hearts. Until the day star arises in our hearts. Until the day star arises. There is a day of glory that we seek. We are not just talking about death, just to talk about death. The scriptures spoke about Jesus. Say, for the glory that was set before him, the cross, the obedience, the death became a formality for the glory that was set. Our target is that in the day of the Lord, that only Jesus alone will be seen. Only Jesus alone will be seen. Only Jesus alone. Only Jesus. The problem is not really that there are no people. That we have, we see some dimensions, portraits of God, but it is tainted with so much flesh and many other things that we don't know where it's coming from. And sometimes it's hard to see God in the cacophony of the things that we are doing. See, for we starters, it's okay. You can be making the journey with all those stuff. But there is a place that is called Kadesh Barnea. When you get to Kadesh, everything that is of the old man have to be judged. It was at Kadesh that Miriam died. At Kadesh, Aaron died. It was at Kadesh that Moses died. See, because it came to a point, as mighty as that man Moses was, he came to a point he misrepresented God. It's not the challenge, is that the time will come, because the target of God is that you will be a complete expression of him. So many things you are doing, because of that fact, it will be assumed that God is the one doing it. Meanwhile, it's not God. That was what happened to Moses. You want us to give you water? Boom. And anything that was happening from that place, it is assumed that it is God that is doing it. And the scripture made us to understand that even Moses was a type of the Christ. So all those things he was doing was typifying what the Christ will yet come and do. He struck the rock. He intensified the suffering. That's why we need to die. Is he not the king you want to see? He will die. He said that there are 6 months, 1 year of purification. One is for death, one is for adornment. The problem is that people leave death and rush to adornment. No, you have to die. And when you have died, the scripture says you are beautiful. Turn to your neighbor, say, death is beautiful. You didn't say, turn to your neighbor, say, death is beautiful. The last message that Archbishop Benson in the house had preached was the benefit of death. That was the last message he preached before he died. This thing I'm telling you. I wonder why we left that message till now. That's where we should have continued. Had even we continued from there, we would have made progress the last 20 years. The benefit of death. Because of the glory that was set before us, we die daily. We die. We die. We die. Die to your opinions. Die to your ambitions. Die to flesh. Die to self. Die to sins. Die to appetite. Die to lust. Die to greed. Die to pride. Continue dying. Die, die, and die to ministry. Die to people's opinion. Die to anger. Yes, you continue dying, 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 dying. Have you died to ministry? There was a time I thought it was God. I love God too much. I didn't know his ministry I loved. 70% of the people we are seeing that is saying they love God, in this, what they love is ministry. I take a sample of the question they asked me, and I found out that what they loved wasn't Jesus. It was ministry they love. Ask them, they will say they want to pray like a mad person. What is the purpose of prayer? You are fasting, why? Everything you are doing is for ministry purpose. What if they take ministry from you? Would you still be doing what you are doing? No, you won't. You have to die. When I die to that one, I didn't know I would resurrect. It's the most bitter. Because some of us have made a lot of investment. And all the arches of my dying today,
I see the breaking of a brand new day. He is the name of the Lord, and in His glory found. It's breaking of a brand new day.
Songs deep are in the skies, full of the glory of their Father. No shades, no taints, no pollution. They have died. The beauty is in death, my brother. The scripture says, when you die, you are not beautiful. It's not an easy thing. That's why you need the Holy Ghost. Have you read the scripture that said that Jesus, through the eternal spirit, offered himself? Try to offer yourself by yourself. That's when you will know that it's impossible. Some of the things you have been doing since you were born, some things you did for long, no, that's why you have to, by the Holy Ghost, offer. Do you know sometimes the scripture says that Jesus was driven, say driven. That is why the person leading the prayer did not know the exact progression he made, but it was a progression you made. The scripture says that they that are led by the Holy Ghost are what? What does it mean to lead? Psalms chapter 23, he leaded me by the path of righteousness for his name's sake, even though I walk through what? Of your mouth is shaking. Of death. Even death, he will lead you through the valley of the shadow of death. That's part of his leading. Guide us. He will lead you into all truth. Reality. One of the realities he will lead you through is the valley of the shadow of death. The scripture said, if you go to what was written in that book of Luke chapter 4, talking about that temptation experience of Jesus, he spoke there and said that, he said, Jesus being led, actually the right word is being driven. Do you know what it means? It means that most times it is not your choice. You didn't want to. But the Holy Ghost. In fact, one of the easiest ways to judge where Jesus is to find out many things that you don't want to do by yourself. I don't like people's trouble. Flesh. I don't want wahala. Flesh. I don't take nonsense from people. Flesh. It's not this thing, it's because it's flesh. I just want to be on my, it's flesh. We don't know those things. Me, I'm on my own. I don't take nonsense from people. It's the flesh. When you die, well, you will take nonsense from people. You will take nonsense till you are tired of taking nonsense. You are dead now. Person that is dead, if you slap him, is he aware? The person that is dead, you come and tell him, see your nose. Is he aware? But you are aware now. Out of the ashes of a dying today, this is real ministry. I see the breaking of a brand new day. He is the name of the Lord. And let his glory find. Not the name of the Lord and many other things. Not the name of the Lord and what? Many other things. The name of the Lord can be glorified, inclusive of many other things. In Jesus' mighty name. Reduce a little bit so that we continue from what we have. We're looking at the stewardship of realities. The stewardship of realities. We began to understand that our God is what? A spirit. And they that worship him, we do so. How? You see, there is a problem. The problem with that statement is that you are in the flesh and you are in the natural. the natural man actually, but the believer has transversed realm and has retained the capacity to interface with God in his own realm. And this is what happens when you interface with God in his own realm. What you contact as a result of that interface is reality. Whatever thing God ministers to you in that place, he ministers it as reality in that realm. Say, in that realm, what we minister is reality. But what of in this realm? When I was young, I don't know how many people are close or as old as me. There is a car that ran those days. The name is Volkswagen Santana. Do you know the car? You are young. Volkswagen Santana. Do you know it? Hey, you know things, so. Do you know Volkswagen Santana? I know you won't. Do you know Volkswagen Santana? Do you know? You heard. At least you heard. Do you know? Elijah. You don't. Do you know Volkswagen Santana? You are born in Lagos now, so you people know everything. So those days, Volkswagen Santana will be passing. We will look at it. The name we used to call it, Santana Okobo. You can only understand this thing if you are an Igbo man. There is no way I can translate it. It will lose its meaning. So I will leave it that way. There are things you translate, it will lose the meaning of. Santana what? Okobo. So when we see Santana like this, we run after it and say, that one is my car. My brother, if you use Santana for taxi, I will enter now. Me, I will enter. Vanity. It's not that Santana is bad, but the things of this earth are fleeting. A little moment you are with them, a little moment they have gone. Some of the people that went to primary school with you, they have died. It's because this realm is constructed with vanity. The only thing that mattered from when you were born till now is the realities you touched. Do you know how many have died? It's because the emphasis and the investment that was made was in a realm that is physical, and it was made with in a mode that is vanity. It can last. It is fickle. Even the life of a natural man is like vanity. The scripture was telling us in the book of James. He said that, don't come and say, I will go here today and I will go here tomorrow. Have you read that place? He said, because your life is like vapor. It will appear like this and feel everywhere. All of a sudden, we notice that the thing has fizzled away. The only thing that remains is the life that found root in eternity. You will now find out that for the one that is born again, anything that is happening here is just the beginning. I don't care how long you lived here. It is just the beginning. Even here is just preparation, preparatory class for the real one. Are you not seeing it? So, what God needed, if creature was subject to bondage as a result of the fall, so everything become vain. In fact, many things that should mirror God was what's this word you use when you face a nuclear radiation, what happens to you was mutated. Say mutated. So when the fall happened, even creature was mutated as a result of that nuclear reaction, so that many things that should have mirrored God accurately didn't mirror God. Yes. For example, your mosquito is biting people now. In your own mind, do you think God created mosquito to be biting people and be passing plasmodium? Some of the lion eating people are supposed to be your friend. something, you noticed that a virus entered and the system was mutated. So that was why when Noah came out of the ark, he offered to God clean animals. What are clean animals? Well, you have read it now. You should have the answer. What are clean animals? So, he said that clean animals are animals that retain their manner despite the fall. Are you with me? That is 100% correct. The fall did not have impact on their oppression. One of them is the dove. So when the man came out of the ark, he took clean animals that were not impacted by the fall and offered. Because the world was without, everything is in chaos. So he is not even sure what to do and it will produce results. He is not in possession of any principle, because those men understand principles upon which the universe run. They understand, they are interested in what will I do to have this, what will I do to have this. By the time the flood cleared everywhere, Noah didn't know the one that will work. Are you now seeing? So he now took clean animals and offered. Then God began to release to him some utterances. One of them is what? As long as the earth, what? Seed time and harvest. So Noah now laid hold on that one and became a farmer, knowing that God has released another principle. As long as the earth remains. Once you see ground like this, so our manual fell off and everything became subject to vanity, not willingly. So that is why God began to raise sons, because the rising of sons does not just liberate people, it liberates creature. Are you hearing me? You don't know, the life that you release is beyond people, is creature itself. Okay, let me give you an example. When John T. Lake was in Spokane, Washington, and was having his healing rooms, do you know at a point the government declared Spokane as the healthiest city in the whole world? Spokane. Because what he was releasing is beyond healing of people. He was releasing the healing virtue of God in the whole of the environment. So that testimony became the testimony of the creature. I'm telling you. Go and ask people that know this thing well. Even the plants, the things they plant in the field are affected by the type of life that they live. There is a monarch in a place in this our nation. After the monarch has been purified, passed through the process of purification to become the king, if he comes out, anybody that he passes as he's coming out, we die. Anything he passes, we die. Whether it's fruit, it will die. Whether it's tree, it will what? Die. Whether it's human being, it will what? Die. That personality is carrying something beyond him. Is carrying something that has impact on the environment. I'm trying to tell you that you release your life to the environment. That is why if you enter a family where there is peace and joy, you don't need to ask, you will feel it. If you enter where Satan has caged everywhere, even if everybody is laughing, they are giving you chicken, something in you is telling you, you are eating your death. Be careful with this chicken, be careful. You are busy eating chicken, something is telling you, be what? Okay. Only for you to finish eating chicken in the night, they will eat your own chicken. In the night, they have not sat on you in the night. You will say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. The same same Jesus, yes, shout the name of Jesus seven times. Jesus, 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 Jesus. In the night, they will now hold you. One dwarf. Have you seen that dwarf? One dwarf will appear and hold you like this. It will be small, it will hold you. You say, because you ate chicken where you are not supposed to eat chicken. But there are places you enter like this. They are like God's zone. Say God's zone. Even if you don't pray, you wake up in the night like this and say, glory to God. You feel the presence, you sleep back. There are places like that. Oh, if you enter there, you won't do anything. You are just having an encounter. You will say, I'm not fast. You are just having an encounter. You are just having an encounter. In the same way, there are places you will be in 3 days dry. It's only demons you'll be seeing. I'm telling you the truth. Because creature has been left subject to bondage. It will take the manifestation of sons for creature to be liberated. Are you with me now? So it's because of that vanity that this earth is filled with, that we are now disadvantaged, or rather we are put into a place where we find it hard to understand the context of God. You are used to vanity, you are used to the natural, you are used to it. Will take long education for you to understand realities. And most times when it comes, you trivialize it because it doesn't come the way you understand. There is, I don't like talking about that. I would have said it. But there are people that they will tell you, as you are praying, one of the people chatted me and said, the father met him and said, stop praying this way you are praying. Everybody I knew that prayed the way you are praying became poor. They have told you something like that. Everybody that prayed the way you are praying became poor. You are now seeing it. So you can't blame them because their instruments of measurement is natural. In their own mind, having one nonsense 1 million is more important than spiritual business that you are doing. Realities. You can go ahead and have that 5 million and marry and have 5 children, and in the next 5 years all of them will have accident and die. Now it might not happen, but it can happen. Meanwhile, God will just simply delay it for 1 year so that you will gain the energy to sustain the open doors and breakthroughs that is giving you. Are you with me now? There are places God will take you now. You will not be able to sustain it. You won't be able to sustain it and your walk with God. You start complaining. A mighty woman of God, her ministry crumbled. Why? She got married and started saying, God, is this children? No, they are not allowing me to do the thing again. It's not children, it's capacity. You refuse to stay long enough to develop capacity. Have you heard of Marianne Woodward Ether? Huh? She married 2 husbands, no? 6 children in one and 7 in the other. And there is no more powerful woman that God has used on this earth. None. In my own opinion, even from the days of the apostles till now, no one. I know you go and say Catherine Kuhlman, she's not close to Ether. The anointing Ether carries was the one Dowie attacked, and Dowie became entered into trouble. John T. Lake honors Ether and sees Ether almost as a, you know, Ether and Dowie were close. These were the two people that John G. Lake recognized their ministry and covering over his life. A woman will be speaking and she'll be suspended in glory like this by 2 p.m. in the afternoon and continue 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. You have not heard of Marianne Woodward Ether? She's the one that gathered people like this and said, let us pray together that the power of God will sweep through the city. we sweep through the villages, that men, scoffers, mockers, doubters will cry out and fall to the ground even under the power of God. And God answered us wonderfully. I'm using exact words that she used. And on that day, people ran away to another city and said they want to go and have party. As they were about to have party, the Holy Ghost fell there. There was no preacher, and they began to pray in tongues. You are preaching too much. What you need is the Holy Ghost. Momieta, you have not heard of Momieta. The demonstrations in her meeting is extreme, to the point that she's a real mystic. Because our life is confusing. If you are not careful, you can't blame Dowie for doing that. How can you hang like this and come back tomorrow? If I do it, this my man will disappear. Because he's a lawyer, he doubts and questions a lot. He's good, but so you don't blame them. You don't blame them for that thing they're doing. My point is that she married two husbands, six in one and seven in the other. Where my two children, they are the one. My two children, is this baby? This is what they will be doing in heaven. They will be doing it like this, because I'm not even talking about Etta. There are people doing it now that you are not aware of, because before God places a demand on you, there must have been a witness that is doing it somewhere else. That is why you are inexcusable. Are you not seeing it? Some people say it's their work. I don't know about many people, but at least I know my own father in the Lord, that he has been working for almost close to 20 years. And his type of work, he worked in Lagos, where you live. Have you worked in Lagos? Whether it's whatever. I did my industrial training in Lagos. You wake up by latest 4:30, but it's 4. You wake up by 4. Start preparing. My savior those days was that I was moving against traffic. I used to go to Ikorodu, but coming inside Lagos, you won't survive it. When they finish work in the evening, people will be coming back. Me, I will be going inside. So I wasn't really affected. But even at that, if you leave, dedicate, if you're in Lagos, dedicate 2 hours in the morning, 2 hours in the evening of your life to traffic. Minimum. Say minimum. So by the time you finish, sometimes if you're arriving in your house, it's 10, 11 in the night. You will now say, Father, say after me, Father. You know the way it is. The Lord is merciful to everyone that calleth upon him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Meanwhile, you won't miss your food though, but you miss prayer. Try and miss your food. You will see it will wake you up by 2. As you think you can't just don't eat, you will wake up. But it's not their fault. You sleep by 11, wake up by 3 or 4. Start again. We are not talking about the rigor of what you are doing. He said his own, he climbs tank that is how many feet tall. It's not you that is in AC and be turning like this, and you come and say, Kai, our work is hard though. Someone is climbing tank. It was in those periods that he developed the greatest stature and rank in his ministry, the apostolic ministry. You know that the apostolic travail is the toughest. My brother, you see, excuse of God. There is a witness in that place. We are looking at the 7 pillars of stewardship. We looked at purpose. The second one is, let's see Luke chapter 16 verse 2. The second one is accountability. Luke 16 verse 2. You are there, say amen. And he called him and said unto him, how is it that I hear this of thee? What? Give an account of thy what? For thou mayest be no longer steward. So the owner of the enterprise is asking the steward to come and give an account. It was then that we found out that accountability is a pillar in stewardship. See, if you have noticed around your life that there is no system of accountability, you will waste resources. And one of the practical ways to get accountability around our life is actually to get mentors and fathers around. There are things you will be wasting. You won't know you are wasting it now, because some of the time you don't even know the value of what you received. You will still be looking for many things, but the person that has passed that path knew that the one you have now is the more important. That the one you are seeking and crying for every day, that one can come in a moment like this. So he will now tell you, this one, focus on this, focus on this. See, but that is beyond what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this: when God invests in our life realities, he comes in seasons for you to do account. Have you heard the story of Belshazzar? The scripture said that he came to a point that he was brought to the place of accountability, and the statement and verdict that was spoken over his life was mene mene. What? Take care. He said, we have weighed you. We have weighed you. So this is what God does. If God is, if his prayer power, if his finance, if his an anointing that he invested in your life, in seasons he will come for accountability. And then you will find out that the prophetic gift he gave you, you are using it to deceive small girls. A young lady met me. He said that a young prophet like this met him and came and said, I saw you are from this family. He said, yes, he was correct. He said, you are this number in your family, you are number this, that you are having this trouble. He said, yes. And he's like this, say yes, he's like this, say yes. And I said, this is what you are going to do for the problem to go. I think I've said it here. He said that the cure and solution is that I need to sleep with you. It's like the Holy Ghost sleeping with you. Say after me, the Holy Ghost. You think you people are laughing? It's common, no? It's more common than you think. You are. God has shown you mercy by putting you under people that are genuine. There are people that have been abused from one church to another from up to five places, and they have not found any genuine source. The day they will hear what you are hearing, they will make more progress than you. They have not been able to hear it. There are things people will hear, they will say, what have they been doing since the last 5 years? But you are hearing, in fact, you have heard it so much. How many jotters do you have now? It's up to five now. They are just feeling jotters. There are people, if they read one quarter of what is in one of your jotters. So when God comes in season, he asks you for account of the gift you have given. As a matter of fact, for you to increase in a new rank in the spirit, in the same order of oppression, there is first of all accountability. December 2019, I was on a long fast in this place. And it is after that season that God gave me a new rank. And I was called up to heaven. In fact, I'm teaching you practical things. So I stayed there for 3 days. And they brought issues. In fact, they tabled my matter. You see, massive books were open like this. And they were asking me a question. I was answering. There is a place they reached. I didn't have answer. I have to cry out for mercy. Meanwhile, this is only possible if you are aware of what is even happening. I believe you are past that stage many times. And you went back. You reached there and went back. Yes. If you don't know the dynamics of what I'm saying, you'll be stagnated in your growth, in your path of spiritual progress. You will still be fasting and praying, but you are not making progress, because where it matters, you don't know how to navigate through that place. You won't know that what was demanded of you was accountability. If you fail in accountability, another class will come, and you'll be trying to pass by other means. Meanwhile, the course, are you with me? The course demand for increase in rank for you is what? Accountable. You have not become accountable even in the one that you are giving to. You want to increase. No. God will still call you up after this season. They will call you up in the court sessions of heaven, and you will see people sit. I think you have had that encounter once. How did you even survive? Somebody spoke for you. She now said that me, I entered the court session and spoke on her behalf. Actually, there are dynamics in court sessions. I don't want to go there, because there are places you enter, you will need a voice higher than your own. Yes. Yes. So they continue asking me questions. What I'm telling you is so real that my mental capacity and thought was suspended for 3 days. The body left me restless. I was praying. By the time I passed that test, if you see the release I had in the spirit, it was after that season that you now saw that vision. Were you the one that saw it? Okay, you are not the one. There is a sister at Abakaliki that saw it. I now sent apostle that vision. You know what he said? Because the lady said that he saw me where there is a very big throne and Jesus was sitting on it. I came and knelt down before him. He brought one big jar of oil and poured all of them on me. I sent it to him. He now wrote 100%. That is correct. But I need to tell you what happened before that thing. Are you hearing me now? You would have been coming to the corpse of that experience too, but you have not been able to have it. The reason is because you don't know accountability. That thing that happened is a proof that the small one that they gave us, we are faithful in it. Are you hearing me? So they brought us to the place where they will ask us, how did you make use of the one you were given? We began to account for 3 days. We began to give account. By the time we were through, of course, there are many. You need to be skilled. Are you skilled? Do you even understand this thing I'm saying? One day, you will know. Some things will happen, whether it's in a vision or physically, you will perceive in your heart. This thing I'm teaching you is what is happening in your life. Whether it happens by vision or whatever, you will perceive that it seems as if you are being put under a screen. How many of you have perceived it? I'm not saying you will be like my own. It seems as if we are under screening to pass another level. I'm telling you, the first thing they check is your accountability. How have you been able to use the one you were given? And if you go there, don't be quick to ask. Don't be quick to answer. You have to take account and notice, how have I been faithful in the one God gave? Can I give account? and I give account. So for some people, what God ordained for you to do is to intercede in a certain season. You are been doing many other things well, but that intercession you didn't pass. For some people, he gave you 3 people to disciple. You have been doing other things well. Discipleship, capacity to disciple, is a grace. There are people that will see you, they don't know what to tell you. Because for you to properly disciple somebody, you must be able to trace where the person is in his path of spiritual progress. Are you with me? If I don't know where you are, I won't know what to tell you. There are things I'll be telling you, are past it. Are you with me now? So you must trace the person where he is, and then you begin to minister to the person according to where you have perceived he is and the need for that. That is discipleship. So there are 5 people here and you are discipling them. You need to know that all of them are not in the same plane in the spirit, but all of them need discipleship. So how do you do it? You must identify where they are. It's a grace. So some people will just gather all of you and put you inside the river and be saying, no, that is why, are you with me? That is why we teach the way we teach, because by the time we are through, you will find yourself, are you with me? Whether you are down, in the middle, up, high, anywhere, you will what? Find yourself. Accountability. And if they didn't increase your level, it's even fair. You will try again, but in some cases they will take away what you have. So what you notice that your prophetic gift is diminished. Have you noticed it before? Your ability to see, has it not happened to you? You start struggling to see and hear. You that whether you are smiling, you are seeing. Anything, even if you are eating, you are seeing. But you have not been able to take advantage of that investment of reality. So sometimes it's revelational grace. Revelation is a grace. There are people that will be looking into the same thing you are looking into in the Bible. They are not seeing what you are seeing. I hope you know. For example, when you say that they that are led by the Spirit, what comes to your mind? They that are led by the Spirit, what comes to your mind? See, if I tell you what is coming to my mind, I'm sure it doesn't come to your word. When I hear that they that are led, the first thing that comes to my mind is that there is a path. How can somebody lead you without a path? There must be a path. And the whole basis of leading you is, if it's me, if you are leading me, I'll be marking the road. Marking the road. Because it's possible that the purpose of leading me in that path is so that I will lead others in that path. Or you might not see it. So the one that was committed to me, I continued honing it. So some people, God gave you grace for prayer. Maybe you see me teach like this. You left your prayer and say he's teaching. Not knowing that just once you pass that grade, the revelational grace will be opened up to you. You left your intercession. When I was doing youth service, I was, the person that trained us those days was our reverend was a Bible man. Kai. If you see me teaching Sunday school those days, I studied throughout the night. By the time I'm coming out for Sunday school, I'll be tearing the scripture. Sometimes what motivated me is that my reverend will take one verse that we have been studying and teach it, and it will seem as if we don't know it. I say it's a lie. Me, I will be like this. They went for strike. I refused to go. For 7 months, I was with my Bible, studying, praying. Sometimes I will climb my table like this and be studying it. So when I came for youth service, I knew that I will serve in NCCF, all those things. But I needed to be Bible study sector, or somewhere where I will be tearing the scriptures. But before then, I've been praying. I wake up by 3-4, go to lawn tennis and pray till 8 a.m. I think my sister met me one of those days. I'll pray till 8 a.m. every day, and then I'll go back and tear the scripture. Be doing it. When I landed for youth service, I was looking for where to tear the scripture. I was looking for, and combined with the fact that I have soaked everything that DP has. My God. I listened to literally everything. I was like a working manual of his messages. So when I arrived, do you know what happened? I became prayer sector. I didn't like it at all. In fact, when I met Apostle Arome those days, I told him pump and plain that this is what I desire, but this is what is happening. Let me give you the advice he gave me. Probably you need it. He now told me that if God insisted on that, then there is something about my destiny that will never happen. Except I yield to that process. My brother, my sister, if I didn't yield to that prayer thing, we won't be here. We will not be here. We will be somewhere. I don't know the place, but we won't be here. What I now found out then is that if I don't pray, my revelational grace will not be strong. And up to now, that's my secret. I will study and study and study. After some time, I will drop everything and come here and be groaning. You don't know that I'm praying so that God will help me. Sometimes I will pray. You have studied. If you see what is inside that place, I pray until I tap the fountain source. Then I come out. My God, the inspiration will be strange, and then backed up with all trance. The utterance that comes like hammer. Even the hardest of heart will be broken by it. As you are listening, you will be taking account and stock of your life. Meanwhile, it was because I took notice of the one that was given to me, and I stewarded it to the point that they now opened another one for me. Are you with me? Then after that time, they opened another one. After that time, they what? Open another one. That's how we have been going. Till sometimes the power and anointing you are praying for is not coming because you have not been able to steward, give an accurate account of the one that you have now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So you are looking for another one, 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 looking for another one. Now lie you. When the one that gave you that equipment, when the one that ministered those realities to you comes around, it is obvious that you didn't steward it. Realities. Sometimes it's peace that he ministered. These things are realities. Sometimes it's joy. Sometimes it's love. You thought it's something normal. There are people that don't know really what is peace. They don't know what is joy. They don't know what is love. There are many definitions they have given to it. They don't know what is stability, what is consistency. When they look at you like this, they wonder, how can somebody be this stable? Have you not wondered before? There are people you look at, you wonder, how is this person stable? Look at every aspect of his life. It seems as if everything is what? Stable. He's able to manage his life, bring it together. You are not aware. You'll be thinking it's a smart, it's a grace. Peace. There are people, if you tell them that this building is coming down, they will tell you, calm down. And they are not forming it. It's what? Calm down. As long as those people are around us, we will know that nothing can happen. There are people you look at, like if anything is happening, you just be looking at them and be drawing strength. Doesn't it happen to you? The only time you know there is trouble is when those people say, Kai, there is trouble. You will now know that there is trouble. But when the people say, you look at him, is peace, calm. Look at her, peace, calm. That person, we can steward that reality till it will become an iroko that the whole body of Christ will come under. Look at somebody that, like Pastor Iya Adeboy. Do you know what that man is passing through? I know you don't know. But anytime you come, you say, Baba said you are blessed. Somebody shout hallelujah. Is you that think is about somebody shout hallelujah? If you know some of the time, if you know where they came out from, that they shouldn't even talk, and they come and say, you are blessed, peace and joy. Don't worry yourself. God is in control. Don't worry. There is no need to be afraid of the devil. Jesus Christ has defeated him. If you like, go and talk like that. Go and talk. When you are talking like that, you will see things scattering, 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 scattering. As you are trying to talk like it, things are scattering. That is where you will realize that it is a spiritual thing that is at work.
My brother, is a spiritual thing that is at work. Meanwhile, this thing started small, and the person was able to shepherd it, and it became what it was. Shepherded it. Accountability. You must learn how to be accountable. It's a must. Have you bothered to find out how well you have been able to do with the things that God has committed to your hands? If you have not been able to do that accountability, God will do it for you. In fact, God comes in seasons and in times, and he begins to demand from you, ask from you, find out from you how accountable you are with the things that he has invested.
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1-2. Faithfulness is another pillar. Faithfulness. First Corinthians chapter what? Chapter 4. The scripture said, let a man so, if you are there, say amen. Let a man so account of us. Anytime you see worship, there is always account. So let every man account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that what? It is required of steward that a man be found what? Sometimes it is not, you don't need more. Actually, what you need is to be faithful. I've seen people ask me, let me use prayer. They tell me they want to be able to pray for 5 hours. I say that's not the problem. The problem is that the 1 hour you come, I ask the person, can you pray for 1 hour? He say, yes, I can pray for two. I say, it's enough. The problem is that you have not become consistent. You have not become faithful in your 1 hour. Try it. Try it. Wake up by 12 to 1 every night. 12 to 1. 12 to 1. When you do it 3 days, on the fourth day, you will see Satan will not allow you to do it. That is when you will find out that the real crux of the matter is not how long, is how faithful you are. Spirits are attracted to consistency. Spirits are attracted to consistency, faithfulness. Faithfulness. So when God gives five people, you know, you have heard of the parable of the talents. He gave some five, some four, three, two, one. When he came back, what was his demand? His demand is not how much you made. His demand is, were you faithful in what you were given? Are you with me? Yes. Yes. So when God comes, he is not, he doesn't ask who is holding the mic. His own is, as you are doing this thing now, are you faithful in it? How much price are you willing to pay to make this the best ever? So when he comes, he finds out that as long as this one is concerned, you are delivering more than the one that is carrying the mic. So I want to ask you, in God's system of stewardship, who has more rank? The one with the mic or the one there? Is you that think is the one with mic? Just because somebody fell under power, you missed it. You have been missing it. I want to tell you, even if it's media ministry, it takes grace. I know there are people that said prayer is sacred, this thing, you don't need to take pictures and all that. There are pictures you see, you start praying. There are pictures you see, you say, what am I doing with my life? I saw the pictures of these small children, they were praying in tongues. Yes, now the IEC of last year, they snapped and did some video of small children, Apostle Aromes children is there, Joshua and others, they are praying, and they use that thing to do many posts. They use it to do posts for like 3 to 4 months. Why? It's because of the thing is amazing, but it's somebody that caught that picture. You are not seeing the people that are doing the video, doing those things, editing those messages you are listening to. You are not seeing them. When we get to heaven, we will be shocked. When we get to heaven, you will think he's the one talking. There is a way I see myself. When we get to heaven, all of us is doing our own. The main thing is the one you are doing. Are you what? That's what Jesus will demand from you. It is expected of steward fundamentally that they are what? That is what is demanded of you. Be praying your 1 hour first. Be praying your 1 hour. Be praying your 1 hour. Be praying your 1 hour. When you do your 1 hour for 3 weeks, there is no way it will not increase. From experience, I know. You met me and said, Pastor, you just entered, and then people started falling on that part, and things were happening. My brother, nobody started like that. There were days we lay put hands on one person like this and be praying. After 15 minutes, the person will now shake like this. Kai, we'll go back and say, Jesus moved today. Jesus, what? Just because somebody shook. Then we went back and started cooking more. Within
we didn't underestimate the one we have. We became faithful in it, 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 until the time will come when you are speaking, people will be falling under power. Until the time will come, you will just raise a cry in your spirit and the hearts of men will be pierced. Suddenly, do you know, in the next 5 minutes, you will start crying in prayer. Why? Why? What happened? Somebody became faithful in small. When I was in Vetmount in 2011, what God gave me was a spiritual reality. He said, I give you a mouth and a wisdom that men cannot. It took 10 years. It took almost 10 years for that thing to manifest. When I got that reality, I started using it in my small meeting like this. In my ushering meeting, they were telling me, Kai, how can you teach like this? When I finished teaching, they are blessed. I posted something and a lady commented on it. Some people went there and they said, one of my friends went there and said, Ma, tell us more. What they didn't know is from where the lady is coming from. It was Shoma. They didn't know Shoma was my treasurer when I was the chief usher in UNN those days. So she's speaking from experience. She said, you need to see pastor teach, that there is a joy and happiness that is in his face. It didn't start today, my brothers, my sisters. It was then. It was small. We are small like this. Sometimes we are 7. Sometimes we are 6. When I'm teaching them as if I have 1 million audience. The same way, the way I'm talking, I'm not talking as if I'm talking to people like you. I'm speaking as if there are 1,000 witnesses from heaven. That's the way I minister. That heaven came and joined earth. And then my audience became large. If the Holy Ghost can come and angels can come and listen to what we are saying, I think there are witnesses and audience enough. If it's 2 people you saw, don't bother yourself. Don't bother yourself. What is important? Be faithful. Be faithful. If it's 2 people you are seeing, be what? Faithful with 2 people. Should I even tell you, when we started Bed Pants, how many are we? 6. How many were we the first day? 6, Abby. And it so happened that the majority of the people were my family members. It's my sisters. They are here. They are still. That's why if you find their trouble, I will kill you. Let heaven and earth know I'm interested in their matter. If Satan appears, there are people here. You need to know where we started, though. And it's rainy season. Those days, the place we are doing our meeting, you swim, 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 swim. This my man carries his father's bike and come. The thing we off. That's why anything he does, I can't find it in my heart. Those people that did those things those days, many of them has misbehaved. I will be looking for a way to see, is there no way to help this person? Because I know the price that they paid. Now, the auditorium is fine. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are faithful, my God. you are measuring faithfulness because of the fan. Look at that fan now. Very soon, AC, the hall is... Thank God for Brother James and a few people like him that went behind and see the color combination. Look at the color combination. Look up.
Look at the color combination. Is it not fine? Oh, glory to God. Look at the hall. Look at the floor now, my sister. This place, there is a way you sit down well on the ground. I notice some people like him. Any small thing, he'll be looking for where to lie down and kabash. I notice that any small thing, people will be looking, they will be lying down everywhere. Is it not true? It's because the hand is neat. There is a way you meet this place, you will hang somewhere. And be doing your leg like, and there are some sisters that know how to do it. They'll be doing their leg like this. But here, when you come in, I'll be doing as if I'm praying and watching you. You, if you think you are the one, yes, you are the one. I'll be watching you. The person, there is one particular lady, as soon as she comes, she will just remove her shoe and go to one place like this and relax and be eating her prayer. This is because if you know they scrub this place every day, you must have met some guys. If you come here early, they scrub it, use disinfectant, use freshener, use everything. When we finish, we are just making your prayer. We didn't start that way. We will get better, but that's not. We became faithful in small. We were six in number. We are praying. I didn't bother. The same way I'm teaching, ask her. Is it not the same way? I used my voice only. It was my friend Mikorazon that said, we should, pastor, start recording this thing. There is one. You were there sitting in my front, and then your brother was in that meeting too. A few guys here were there. Forgotten the name of the message. A cry something. The cry of glory or whatever is. My brother, there was no keyboard. There was nothing. It was just my voice. And the person recording, who was recording, was sitting in my front. You were sitting in my front that day. That's when you disappeared. I started looking for you in the spirit. I didn't see you. I continued searching. And finally, you were found. Just like Aaron disappeared, we continued looking for him. We finally found him. There are many people that were lost, but they were found. We were six. Those days, I'll be shouting at the top of my voice. I'll be raking. I didn't care we were six. I'll be fasting for 3 days to prepare for six people. It's even now that you might think I prepare more now. It's a lie. I prepare less now. Why? Because I've raised, I can give Jasper mic. Him, he will be sorting out. This way you are sorting out your life. People are thinking you are leading prayer. Is it not true? Me and you know you are not leading prayer. It's only me and you. We know. It's not prayer we are leading. We are sorting out our life. What I'm saying, God, I'm not praying, no. I'm not leading prayer. I'm sorting out my life. That's what I'm doing those days. That's why you have capacity to infect you. When a man leads prayer, after he finishes leading prayer, everybody will go. But we are not here to lead prayer. That's when, haven't you noticed, when you come now, you entered, everybody is in, wah, 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 wah. Nobody want to. Sometimes I forget people's faces. You have been here more than once. Who has been here? Which of them? Them. They are your friends, Abi. They are not. Which of them is your friend? They are not here. Okay. There are people that have been here more than five times. They will now tell me they have been here many times. I'm not seeing anything. My brother, my sister, I'm sorting out my life. You come and be preaching. I'm preaching to people.
they'll be making progress in life and destiny. You as pastor, you are going back. Haven't you seen your pastor in the village? He pastored somebody to be a millionaire and a mighty man of God, yet him, he is still in the village. It's the same thing. That thing is working. It's just that he didn't use it. It is required of stewards that they are what? What do you have? Are you faithful in it? When I come in the night, you say you are tired, your leg is paining you, I feel like slapping you from this window. Sorry. 5 years time, you think you are grateful now? You are not yet grateful because you have not seen anything. When you see the impact of what happened in your life in this period, you are not yet grateful. People will be thanking you. You will say they don't know you. They need to know you. You were confused. Many things were happening. You are anointed and confused. You are engraced and confused. You are blessed and confused. Suddenly you are able to gather your life together. You do one small thing, the impact will be heavy. I was making sure you are faithful in small, because I know there is big one coming. You are saying you are tired in small one. You will be tired in the big one, my friend. If you say you are tired in the small, you will be tired in the big one. The big one is coming. If you are saying the world is bad, there is sin everywhere. My brother, my sister, sin will not reduce. It will even increase. The place I'm living is bad. You need to see people are smoking everywhere. Demons of immorality, everything. Continue giving excuse. Continue. It will get worse. Their queen is coming. She just said,
my father in the Lord will come and say, his guest in Sabo that you saw and your leg is shaking like this. He said, if you go to Brazil, that nobody is ugly, Henry. Nobody is ugly in Brazil. He said he went there, he didn't go with his wedding ring. And the ladies there are doing like this. You know, who can help me? The sign of love now. You are a musician, do it now. He's like this. A sign of love like this. If you are not careful, some of them will do. Oga, close your eye. You are safe. Where is my man from? He now said, if God has not helped you, what? Stay in Sabo. If you have not been faithful in small, you can't be faithful in big. It's normal. It's not. It's a universal law. It's not. It's not a suggestion. You are. What you are not able to do now, you think tomorrow you will just be able to do it. Nalayo, you will not. The challenges will be more, and with more excuses. You say, Lord, if you give me a husband, say after me, Lord. If you give me a husband, I'll be able to serve you well. Tell myself, tell me, Lord, if you give me a husband, I'll be able to serve you well. Now lie. That thing you will do, start doing it now. Being married is just a stage where you will be displaying your goods. Anything you don't have now. In fact, if you have something, marriage we test it, what you have. If you are a stingy person, marriage we reveal it.
If you're a wicked man, marriage will reveal it. If you're a caring man, marriage will reveal it. There are some men that they are buying ice cream for you. You don't know anything. You are eating ice cream. God is removing you. You don't know why God is removing you. That man has planned for you that this ice cream you are eating, you will pay for it. Let's marry first. You are busy eating and say, Kai, this man is caring. It's God that is saving you. Yes. The one he ordained for you, his face doesn't look like. The guy, they always squeeze face. Only for you to marry the person and find out that the person is the most romantic and the most caring. Yes. There are people like that. For example, if you see Apostle Romeo, you won't know. As his face is squeezed like that, he's hammering you like that. He is the simplest person you can meet. I'm not saying what people said. There are people that think he's like this. They just met him once in a place. You know, no. Me, I live with him in the same house for 1 year. So he can enter the room at least and say, Chinedu, how far now? You know, say, Kai. He's a University of Nigeria he went to, that school there. He will just be discussing as if. Kai! And then when you finish, sometimes we enter the car with him. We'll be driving to tent, he'll be driving. Me and him, he will sit, I will sit, he will sit. Of course, he does it intentionally. We sit, we'll be going. Well, after we are going, say, Kai, that thing you are doing, continue doing it. Meanwhile, you won't know he knew what you are doing. Then after some time, he said, you have not told me anything about Damselo. Tell me about Damselo. Why are you laughing at me? I will now laugh and roll on the ground. That type of question doesn't have answer. If you like, be answering. Your problem is that you are trying to answer all questions. There are questions that don't have answer. So it's required of stewards to be faithful. Let me say one more thing. There are many things to say, but wherever we are able to stop. Should I just list it? Let me teach wherever we stop. The next one is economy. These are the pillars of stewardship. Economy means that there is something to dispense. You need to know that anytime you contact God, he ministers something to you. Are you with me? Have you come to a fellowship like this and then when you come, you are tired, weak, sometimes sick, but as the ministry is going on, you notice that you become relieved in your heart. That means something was what? Ministered to you. Anytime you contact God, something is ministered to you. That means that the principal operation of God is, God's operation is like an economy. Say an economy. Who is an economist here? Who is my friend? Okay, answer now is almost the same thing. What did you study now? Marketing. They are close now, they are brothers and sisters. So what is the economy now? He's trying to give you an answer you will understand. Because
If you ask a medical doctor now, if you ask medical doctor what is headache, that's when you find out you don't know the meaning of headache. Is it not true? Henry, is it not true? That thing you are calling back pain is not back pain, it's spondy what? I do research, you know, some of us that are into the healing ministry, we need to know names sometimes. Sometimes I go on YouTube and search out some things. I used to search out the names. Spondylitis. Whatever your name is, every pain in your body, come out in the name of Jesus. But if you know the name, it is easier, because spirits are identified by their name or by their oppression. So what is economy? Let me help you, because we don't have time. Economy is a plan somebody has to dispense something. So if you say economy, that means there is a spread in our own. There might be a spread of money, a spread of wealth, a spread of riches. The way that thing spreads from one hand to another, that flow chart, that organogram, that system, God has it. God is the originator. It so happens that what God dispenses is reality. So you must understand that in stewardship, there is a pillar called economy. It is economy because somebody has something. Are you with me? It is stewardship because somebody has something, and it makes you a steward of what he has. So it means that when you are able to administrate, it means that there is something to what? Administrate. So God's economy is, in this our context, our teaching, is a proof that God has resources. He has something. Then he needs somebody to administrate it. So that process of administrating his resources is what we now call his economy. People like Watchman Nee and Witness Lee and all those people, they can come and say God's economy in the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 23. Do you know what it means? They are simply saying what God is trying to achieve by the revelation that is in Romans chapter 3 and verse what? 23. So when you see the book of Romans chapter 3 verse 23, they are trying to tell you that by the time God is through, there is something he is supposed to achieve with that scripture. So this is it. When we say God's economy is stewardship, we mean that God has a riches. He has something. In this context, is reality. So how does God intend to distribute that thing he has? How does God intend to spread it? How does God intend that you will contact it? That is why part of God's economy is found in revelation, is found in prayer, is found in worship. Are you with me? So when you worship, sometimes there's a way we pray, and then you notice that your hand will start vibrating. Does it happen like that before? No. It means that something was administrated to you, something was dispensed to you. All those things are reality found in God's economy, found in God's house. Let me explain to this, my sister, so that she understands. Your father is a billionaire. Why am I always saying your father? I say yesterday. Your father is a billionaire. That means he has something, Abi. So everyone comes to him. And sometimes he discerns that this person needs a car. Sometimes he discerns that this person needs a house. Sometimes he discerns that this person needs a shoe. He will come back one day and say, Dennis, your father was a rich man. At least he's an average citizen, is he not? Yes, now. You didn't know what God did for you. There is a sister that shook my hands and said my hands is soft. I went inside my office and began to thank God. Because that sister need to know when I did. You know these people that is building here, they used to be me. And when I did it, I was very young. I was even one day, by just three. I used to do three backs. Yes. My hand is Olumo Rock. It was later I found out that there is a cream. Thank God for cream. If you are a lady, your hand is strong. There is a cream. Turn to the lady beside you. Say, there is a cream. It's possible that is the only thing remaining before. There is a cream. Stop complaining. Stop telling people the story. It's one man that advised me. Stop telling the story of the bad thing that happened to you. Let people look at you and not see a trace of what you passed through. I've not even started and I don't look like it. My brother, I will not tell you our story. Oh. Another one is judgment. Pillars of stewardship. You should expect in stewardship that the time will come, the owner of the business will come, seek account from you. Are you with me? And then, based on what you are able to answer when he came to for account, he will now matter. Judgment is not necessarily bad. You know, when we say judgment, people always see it in the negative. Is it always true? No, it's not. Judgment is not negative. Judgment is simply being is somebody came and is analyzed something and is meting out justice. If there is no judgment, there is trouble. So this is, for example, let me tell you, judgment is as comes when there is a verdict. God checked the way you were faithful in the small one he gave you. Yeah? Then a court session was called for. I was using court session. I didn't know you are a lawyer. So you understand this stuff. What's the word to use? Maybe court session is not correct. What's the right word? Oga, tell me. You want to leave me in my ignorance? I lie. So a court session was convened. Let me use. So when you convene, they now check. People bring argument. You tell God, look at somebody like Hezekiah, forgotten, he said, look at the way I have been faithful in your house like this. Are you with me? I pray that prayer. Because me, I know that the grace and opportunity that have been given is small in comparison to big people like you. Eh? My own is small. I'm a complete representation of that thing that is in the book of Revelation. Like Chinwena, she has a lot of visions and revelation and encounter. Me, I don't have. It's a small one I'm having. That's why I'm here. Yes. Sometimes we need to pray for 20 hours to have one encounter, to have one vision. You just wake up and you have not prayed. It doesn't even happen to you. You have not started praying and you now had a vision. Sometimes you ate very well. So when you now obtain verdict by your
the arguments that you have presented. The judge will now determine whether you're on the positive side or on the negative side. So you will now say, because of what we have seen now, we award to you $2 million. Are you now seeing it? Because of how faithful you have been by our judgment, we award to you 2 ranks in the spirit. You are here. I didn't know. I saw you walking along the road. Oh, your friend, he has appeared. That is how we prosper in this kingdom. So don't be afraid of judgment if you have been faithful. If you have been faithful, what? Don't be. The people that are afraid of judgment is the people that is wasting God's resources. What will God say if he sees me here? When are you born again? Huh? Early this year. Okay. You are safe. You are safe. It's people like Daniel that their mothers are pastors and their parents are pastors. They have been hearing this Bible and things. When you appear in heaven, I don't know the type of judgment they will give you. To whom much is given, much more is expected. I've seen people that God gave many things, big things, they are still crying out. They have not used the one they have. When they come before God, they receive strict judgment. Bend down your head and pray in the next 2 minutes. Let's stop here. Out of the ashes, I'm dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. In wisdom of the Lord, and in his glorified. Breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes, I'm dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day. In wisdom of the Lord, alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Let men account us faithful, that we will be counted faithful, that will be counted consistent, faithful, faithful. When the verdict comes, let it be positive. Let new rank and stature be granted to us in the spirit. May we not be wasters of the grace of God. May we not be people that frustrate the grace of God that is at work in our life. May it not be said that the things we pray for, God has already given to us. It so happens that we are not faithful enough to take advantage of them and to bring profit to the kingdom. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We'll stop here because of our time. Tomorrow we convene again. More important than anything, I would have loved to show us the practical things to do to be able to steward realities. One of them is prayer. One of them is discernment. I'm hoping we'll reach there, but if we don't, but I will try to be fast tomorrow. One of them is discernment. You need to be able to discern the movement and activities of God around your life. You know now. There are times in your life you just perceive that you are in the boundaries of a new season. If you see God releasing a quota of hunger and burden that was never there, don't be sleeping. It means that something is about to what? Break out from your life. A man that doesn't discern these movements of God around his life and in his heart will continue doing the normal. It means that means, for example, if you are praying for 1 hour, you should increase it to 2.
By tomorrow we will see. Another pillar is wisdom. Well, let's stop here. You're blessed in Jesus' name. You can come and cast your seeds, your offering. If you have your tithe, you give. Thank you.